The Nymph and the Fauns by Ulrich. Narrated by Christina May. If you looked at my life from the outside, I'm sure you'd arrive at the conclusion that I must be a real gold digger. A trophy wife to my much wealthier and much older husband. I've heard that time and time again. Tiny glances in restaurants, perceptive smiles at parties. They know exactly what type of woman I am. Someone who cruises around in her expensive sports car and doesn't have anything better to do with her day than get manicures, massages, and hairdresser's appointments. Fortunately, our close friends know that it's nothing like that. Paul and I love each other more than anything. He is absolutely the man of my dreams. And I think I'd still have fallen for him if he had been nothing more than an auto mechanic in a tiny rural town. I must make myself clear. Having money is certainly a good thing. Not that I'm much of a materialist, but it has helped me start my own interior decorating firm, which is now turning a profit. And if I must be honest, Paul's vast fortune does contribute to his relaxed demeanor. That's one of the things about him I'm madly in love with. The ease, the charm, the confidence, the exuberance. A few times, the prejudice has annoyed me enough that I have found myself in arguments regarding why people find it so difficult to believe that we really do love each other. Those discussions tend to end with the claim that, owing to our age difference, the sex can't be particularly satisfying. I can confidently avow that it most certainly is. Not only do my husband and I fit together perfectly, I have vaginal orgasms every time we have sex. But aside from that, I love him more than anything in the world. His humor, his wisdom, and of course the fact that he chose me. Conversely, he is certain of my love as well. I'm quite pretty, and if I must be honest, I'm the type of girl who always gets hit on no matter where I am. But I don't want anyone other than my husband. It doesn't matter if he's almost 30 years older than I am. We definitely didn't choose one another because we lacked other options.